O Lord God, we come into your presence with joy and thanksgiving, coming as did the wise men to seek you and to worship you. Be with us this time, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is Epiphany Sunday. When I think of the word epiphany, I think a cartoon character with a, in his thought bubble, a light bulb goes on. Epiphany is the coming of the light or the revealing. It's a time when we celebrate the wise men appearing to worship the baby Jesus. Now Herod, he said he wanted to come and worship Christ's child, but we know that that was not his intent. But the wise men came from afar. We don't know if there were 3 or 30. We don't know exactly where they came from, but we do know their destination. The destination was the star in the east that they followed until they came to where it was hovering over the house where the child was. And they came in with their gifts, and they knelt at his feet, and they gave him their gifts. Gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But more important, they gave him their time. It took a long time for them to come from their wherever. It was a long and arduous journey. And yet they felt compelled to come and worship the Christ child. And they came and gave gifts of immeasurable wealth, gifts of their time, gifts of their treasure. Sheila's message this morning about the bird. What was her name? Myra. Sorry about that. I was so intent on Myra's gift and the gifts that all of the other animals gave that I forgot her name. But isn't that a wonderful story? How Myra wanted to give a gift to the Christ child. And she compared herself. She went to all of her friends and asked what they were giving. And she felt sad because she couldn't give what they gave. But that wise old owl reminded her that she had a special gift to give, the gift of her song. How about you? What would you bring to the Christ child? Milk, as did the cow, a woolen blanket, the gift of song, a sturdy back. My favorite psalm is 139, and in it, the psalmist says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. This I know. Each of you, each of us, is fearfully and wonderfully made. God created each of us and gifted each of us for his glory. So I want you to think about what your gift is. Now, I said that Epiphany is a time of light, a time when the light shines and illuminates the darkness. How many of you have gone into a cave where they have turned off the light and you've been in total darkness? How many have experienced total darkness? It's rather eerie, isn't it? Scary. Scary, when there is total darkness and you can't see the hand in front of your face. You can't see anything. And you just want to just stand there because you don't know what you would do if you moved. You might fall down or bang into someone. And so you're frozen. And then the guide turns on a little flashlight. And which wins, the flashlight or the darkness? The light. The light shines forth and dispels the darkness. And we are called to be light to other people. And when we use our gifts, we are light to other people. There are several things that we need to remember in discovering our gifts. Mary Schramm wrote a book called Gifts of Grace. In it, she spoke about ways to discover your gifts to use your gifts. The first, you discover your gifts in relationship. Now, you may have an idea of some of your gifts, the ways God has gifted you uniquely. But often, those gifts are revealed through someone else. They can see in you things that you don't see or want to recognize in yourself. Years ago, at our home church, my home church, our pastor was very ill, and so he wasn't able to be an active pastor for some time. And the chairman of the pastor parish committee approached me and asked me to preach. And I said, oh, no way. I'll do anything you ask me to do, but I won't do that. I cannot preach. Well, obviously today you can tell it's true. But the Lord wasn't done with me. And so while Harley was still serving there and was ill, I did other things. I was liturgist. I did anything else they asked me to do, but I didn't preach. But God was calling me, even then, into the ministry. And I was still working my secular job. And while I was there, I kept thinking, is God calling me into the ministry? No, he's talking to someone standing behind me. He's surely not talking to me. But during that time, he was honing skills in me and developing talents that I didn't know that I had, and getting me accustomed to being in front of people and speaking. And just, you know, growing me. He provided me with Christian friends who were more mature than I, who could help me grow in my faith. He allowed me to grow in, as I said, in talents and skills, getting me ready for what would be my ministry. And then the time came when I preached. And I remember my first sermon. The title was Would or Could? And though those words sound so similar, they're very different. God has given us the ability to do things, the could. We have to give him our willingness to do them, the would. And so when we recognize our talents, and those gifts that God gave us that make us unique, that make us who we are and who God intended us to be. And when we grow into those talents and gifts that God intends us to use for his glory, when we give the would, he gives the could. And he enables us to do and to be who he wants us to do and to be. And we discover those gifts in relationship. As I said, allowing other people to help us, help to reveal our talents that we may not be aware of. And then we have our willingness to use them, to accept them, and not to wish we had other gifts. Now that one, I hear the choir sing, and the beautiful voices, and I think, Lord, why didn't you give me the gift of music, the gift of song? I perceive my voice as something between a coyote's howl and nails on a chalkboard. Now, hopefully it doesn't sound that bad. We won't ask the people who sit around my pew, but hopefully it's not quite that bad. But I thought, you know, instead of embracing the way God created me and the gifts that God gave me, I was wishing for some other gifts. And God said, sing to me, your voice is beautiful. And I said, okay. But we need to embrace the gifts God gave us. We can recognize those gifts that we don't have, but we thank God for the way he created us and the gifts that he gave us. Now, sometimes those are natural gifts. Sometimes there are things that are developed, like some of the skills that he developed in my secular career. Sometimes, although it's hard to look at it this way, sometimes our gifts are things that have happened to us. Things that are dark and painful. And we can't thank God for those or recognize them perhaps as gifts. But God uses even those bad things if we allow him to. If we give him even the dark spots, the sore spots, the hurt in our lives, God can use them to make them something beautiful. Some time ago I was talking with this young woman who had had some bad things happen to her. And many of them were from her own choices. And she was really beating herself up about them. And I said, and this was a God moment, I said, imagine a piece of glass, a beautiful piece of colored glass, like is used in our windows. It's lovely, isn't it? But it's nothing special. But when that glass is broken and it's reassembled with the master's hand, it's made into something beautiful. Especially when the light of the Son of God, shines through that glass that has been reassembled by the master, then it is something beautiful. So even our brokenness and our hurt and our pain can be used by God to reach out and touch another person. In the news just the other day, there was an article about the hug lady. How many of you saw the hug lady? The hug lady was this elderly woman who had served in the armed forces herself. And one time she was at the airport and there was a soldier who needed a hug and gave her a hug. And she thought, oh. She saw the next soldier coming off the plane or going onto the plane. I'm not sure the story. And she said, he looks like he needs a hug too. So she gave him a hug. And so it goes for many years. She would meet every departing plane or incoming plane that had servicemen from the base where she lived near and gave them a hug. What gift could she give? Love. Now, I know some of you have that gift of hospitality because I've enjoyed your hospitality. I know some of you have the gift of helps. I mean, there's so many gifts in this congregation. I look around and I see your giftedness. But right now I wanted you to think about your giftedness. When you came in, you were given a little card. Is there anyone who doesn't have a card? Okay. And is there anyone who doesn't have something with which to write? Make sure you've got a pen or a pencil. And I want you to write down 5 gifts that you have. If you can identify gifts that you have. It could be anything. What do you have that you could give to God? I guess we'll have to cut this a little short because somebody was awfully talkative. Would anyone like to share their gifts or a gift? Okay, that's all right. I'm not going to put anyone on the spot. Okay, Sheila. Right. Very good. Thank you. Jan? Very good. Thank you. Very good. Thank you. Anyone else want to share? Okay. Yes, Terry. Gift of high faith in a soft voice. Gift of high faith. Okay, now I want you to flip the card. And, well, first of all, before, I mean, you can flip the card, but when you go home, I want you to ask someone else to add to your list of gifts, to see how they see you. But now I want you to look at our church, because gifts are not just given to individuals. They're given to communities. And here as a community of faith, what gifts do you see at Heartland United Methodist Church? How can we be a light to the community? Yes. Yes, thank you. Could you repeat it louder? The prayer quilts. Yes, definitely an important ministry. The furniture ministry. The personal needs pantry. Cast ministry. So we are a giving, loving congregation. So think about that more as you go through your week. And how can those gifts and the way that the Lord has gifted this community go beyond those ministries that we already have in place to be a light to this community and beyond. To me, Heartland United Methodist is the heart of Heartland. And we need to share that with others. Praise be to God. So today is Epiphany Sunday, the day when we celebrate the gifts that the wise men brought to Christ. And indeed, when someone is wise, when they discover the unique blend of gifts that God has given them, and accepted and enjoyed those gifts and matured those gifts and surrendered those gifts to Christ, we will be, and you will be, a light to the community and beyond. Amen.